When I was looking for a sponsor for this show, I was so excited to find out that my favorite offering maybe ever was available, and that's Audible. I have been using Audible for over 15 years, if not more. I have hundreds of books on there. I listen to audiobooks just as much as I listen to podcasts, probably, which is a lot. And I love, of course, reading physical books. I just don't make enough time for it right now. And I know that if I wait to make the time, then I won't be able to get to the book for a long time. So sometimes having the audio version available is really, really helpful. And then this is, I think, more relevant for the kinds of books that I would listen to, which are like a lot of spiritual teachings and maybe like business books and things that are not the nonfiction type. I do listen to nonfiction as well, but I definitely listen to the other books a lot more, at least historically speaking. So it was nice because a lot of times I could listen to the book. And then if I wanted to get the book later, the actual physical book, I could go through it as well. And I'd have a deeper understanding, especially when it was like a esoteric concept. I really loved that so much. I think that having the audio version of a book is so, it's such a wonderful offering because our culture moves really quickly. And it is really important that we sit and read physical books. However, it's also really good that we can listen to things and get that information still. And it's totally mind expanding when you have that availability, which is one of the reasons I love podcasts and that, of course, I'm sitting here doing it. So that's one reason I love Audible. I also really love it because I really feel like we have so many, again, messages that come at us all the time in culture. You know, our phones, our social media, the television, the radio, everywhere we go, there's somebody saying something. And I really believe it's important to curate what you put in your ears, and you actually have control over that. With something like Audible, you can really be specific, and it's very individual to you what you want to listen to and how you want to shape your mind and how you want to shape your point of view and what kind of other perspectives do you want to try on and see through somebody else's eyes. I think that that is an incredible practice to really expand your life in so many ways. And so I'm really excited that they are a sponsor of the show, and there's a link in the bio. They do a 30-day free trial, and then I think it's like $15 after that a month. And I'm telling you, it is one of my treasured collections that I have. It's been just incredibly impactful in my life in so many ways. I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't have it. So I'm really excited about it, if you can't tell. And I hope you go ahead and use that link. And thank you for being here. And we'll see who the next sponsor is too. I'm only going to try to pick things that I really get excited about myself personally. And Audible 100% is one of them. All right, back to the episode. My name is Greta Hotmer, and this is the podcast Thought Experiment Called Life. This podcast is for multi-passionate, multi-curious individuals, creative people who are forging non-traditional life paths. I wanted to create this space because I think it's really important to share our stories. I know that my life has been tremendously impacted by those who have shared their stories, whether to me personally or the stories that I seek out. It's, I think, really important, especially when you are somebody who is multi-passionate and multi-creative and living an untraditional life, and multi-curious, I should say, as well. So I think it's really important when you have that perspective on life to find your community when you can, because it's not a lifestyle that is really encouraged in a healthy way, let's say, in our culture, at least not from a top-down standpoint. I think peer-to-peer it is. And I think that that's why I really felt like right now was a good time to do this podcast. I have wanted to do it for a long time, but to be just totally real about it, I don't fit into a niche. I don't know like a ton of people who've really neatly fit into any niches as well. Like we all are niche, if you want to say. You know, so I think people are multifaceted. I think people are, a lot of people are multi-passionate, or multi-curious, if you want to put it that way instead. Sometimes passion is a little bit too, there's too many expectations on that, right? Just being curious, finding everything really interesting. I know that's how I feel. So I think that there's a bunch of people like that, and there are more spaces for us. But, you know, it took me a long time to want to actually do this officially, because how am I supposed to categorize wanting to share stories about what it's like to live with chronic Lyme disease for over 20 years and run a business while dealing with autoimmune issues, but also being a full-time musician and also, you know, getting my master's in nutrition and herbalism and loving plant medicine, and also and also loving martial arts and jujitsu and teaching and seeing people grow in that path and seeing those benefits that come there and pursuing the things that are in our heart, in my heart, in my case, the things that I have found interesting that I have pursued, which are so many things. How do you put that into one podcast, right? So there really isn't a niche here at all. This is really for people who don't fall into a niche. So if you feel lit up by a lot of things, you feel really curious about life in general, but maybe you're not finding the stories that help you know that it's possible, right? Help you know that this is a real life path. This is a real valid use of your time to be this kind of person to cultivate yourself in this way. It is. It absolutely is. It's not something like you're going to make $1 million in 6 weeks and all of those, you know, or you're going to live the most incredible life, whatever. All of the grand claims that are made from so many things. This is really about connecting with you, you know, with your life and in a really about connecting. When I say with your purpose, I don't mean it in an efforting way. I just was listening to a little, like a couple snippets of Elizabeth Gilbert talking about purpose. And I thought it was really interesting. I love her work. And she always has a great, interesting perspective on things. And I can understand where she was coming at it with talking about purpose. It was like, can we just be too? And there is so much of that in our culture now. Like, can I just like, instead of boss girl, it's moss girl. Can I just be moss on the ground? You know, and I understand that, right? Like there, I think we, as a culture, you know, push this like hustle, grind, work harder kind of mentality for so long. And people are exhausted. People are exhausted from it, from the way that the past 4 years in particular, now almost 5 years have gone. That's understandable. We're like, can I just like take a breath? Can I just be in my life for a minute? And that is something that I really want to encourage and reflect upon in this. It's when I say purpose-driven life, it's really about answering something that is sacred to you and a call in your heart, a call in your life. It's not about purpose in terms of being, productive in like a productivity kind of way, as if you are a product or your creativity is a product or anything like that. When I talk about creativity, when I talk about purpose, it really is more of a spiritual and mindset way to approach things. At least that's how I look at it, as being somebody who is creative. That's all I do really is, you know, I either make music or I make videos or I make a lot of things. I make herbal medicines. I used to make jewelry. I really love to create things, right? But I think that the creative mindset is a bit different. You know, I've talked so much about creativity with my communities in the past and like really trying to put like the why of what is important about being creative. Because often on my music account, my music, social media, I will talk about how I think it's really important that we encourage creativity and that we do it all the time. And I hadn't really articulated why. And I don't know if I really understood why, but I'm sure I will continue to refine this, right? I'm sure I will continue to refine a lot of these things because this is just coming out how it's coming out right now. This is where I am today. So I really think that when we encourage creativity, which is not really encouraged in our culture in the way that it could be, right? There's content creation is encouraged, but it's kind of like follow these things so that it fits these other things so that you can fit into these categories and people can find you. And that's just the nature of algorithms. And that's fine. Totally frustrating, but also it's what's going on. And it's cool that we get to share so much with each other. So I'll take it. The creative side of things in terms of outside of monetization, outside of reach and algorithm and all of that is really about opening up your mind to possibilities. It's about thinking outside of the box, thinking outside of the universe, thinking way outside of whatever we've been taught, whatever has been passed down, right? So I think when you have a creative pathway, a creative groove that is cultivated in your life, and you can engage with this in so many different ways. It allows you to be messy. It's a meditative process. It allows you just to kind of, let's say if you're doing paints, literally throw paint on a canvas and just let it be a mess, you know, create something. It doesn't need to be a product that needs to be given to somebody or represent anything or whatever. It's just allow yourself to be. And really that will, like, just like with meditation, that blank slate, that repetitive or like just open-minded way of engaging with the universe, to be the specific, right? That open-minded way to engage with spirit and that creative approach will help illuminate other aspects in our lives. If we don't allow ourselves that time to be creative and messy and let's go back to the purposing, to not have that, you know, just purposeless, right? It's stifling. It's very stifling. It kind of like log jams our energy, our thoughts, our body. The whole thing just gets like very congested. It's a very congested way to approach things. And that's why, you know, you see like the outlets for people, whether, you know, alcohol or and substance and all of that. It when engaged with without having that mindful kind of approach and moderate, you know, approach, it can be incredibly damaging. Where if we allow ourselves that space to just open the time frame, open the space, the art of doing something without purpose really plays a big purpose in our purpose driven lives. So it's just something to think about in terms of a creative approach. It's not about making a perfect piece of art, making a perfect piece of anything. And you don't even have to be doing paint or art or whatever. I mean, I'll just say for songwriting, for instance, I will stick with the artistic side for a second. But actually, I'm going to go to writing first. When I was in high school, I went to college prep school. I was very fortunate to be there. And they were really, really rigorous with their writing practices and approaches. It was very intimidating and very cool. So I will always remember their free write, the creative writing portion of things, and the free write process really stuck with me because it's something that it's loved and used in many mediums where you allow yourself to have a free write, allow yourself to just be messy first. So the practice that they would do is you would write, I think it was like at least two pages front to back, right? So you get your loose leaf and you write two pages front to back and it's stream of consciousness. You just write and write and write and write. And by the end of that, your brain kind of just got out everything that it needs to. You do not stop. If you don't know what to say, you say, whatever words, you just kind of write whatever words come out until you find the next word. But you do that at least for those two pages. Another thing, I've seen people do this for like at least 10 minutes, you do this, which maybe that takes you 10 minutes. I'm not sure. I know I scribble right when I write like this, so I don't actually remember how long this will take me, but when you do that, it allows the stream of consciousness to just go. It unclogs a river of inspiration within you. And it allows you to see things from new perspectives. And we have so many different ways that we can access that energy and approach things that way. But it only really happens when you allow yourself to just be and be messy about it. And that is... And when I say messy, I just mean just try not to make it perfect. Just let it be what it is. And then you'll start to refine things. And I do this with songwriting a lot where I will just find the sounds that I want to use. I'll find the synth sounds that I love. I'm like, ooh, that inspires me. And these sounds inspire me. And maybe I like these samples here and whatever. And I'll just kind of collect things and let myself daydream and just be moved by the sounds. And that's where I usually start. Or I'll just write something on the guitar that is like an old folk song that I would have normally written. And I probably won't do anything with it, but it's a way for me just to get that energy moving and get it out and then kind of go from there. In our lives, we can do that in so many ways. One of the biggest reasons that I love going on nature walks, especially ones, just all nature walks really, but, you know, quiet and allow you to just, for instance, the other day we went and walked on a trail that isn't complicated. It's basically a straight gravelly trail kind of road, kind of grown in, but it goes just straight back into the, like, to the mountains, basically. And my fiance and I, we love going on walks like this because we'll just talk. We'll just talk and we'll walk and we'll just talk and make plans and think about things and wonder about things and just let it, and just kind of like, you know, let it trickle out, propose different ideas and thoughts and just let it be what it is. And usually about 2 miles, maybe 3 miles in, it's this feeling that of renewal. It's a feeling of a fresh air. It's literally, we're outside, so you're getting that fresh air, but there's a slate that has been wiped, or questions that have been filled in, answers that have been filled in. It's a quite magical process. And that is a creative approach. You are not dictating that things have to be a certain way. You're just kind of letting it be. So I think when I'm saying, when I encourage creativity, it's just allowing yourself to be. When I teach the women's class for jiu-jitsu, so many women are, you know, and I will tell them, I'm like, I am so type A. I want to do things right the first time. I've spent most of my life trying to make sure I'm doing a good job and doing it right and all those things. You know, I want them to know that when we're in class and when you're trying a new technique, like, just let it be what it is, you know, try it. You might totally mess it up. Probably will the first bunch of times. Even when you go to do this technique live against somebody who is trying to not let you do it, you know, it's hard enough to remember how to do it. You really got to get it in your body. So getting it in your body has to be a process of just repetition and gentleness, like intentionality, right? Like, be intentional about what you're doing, but also just kind of let it be what it is. Because when it comes to teaching in that space with women, I want them to feel comfortable to not get it right. I want them to feel comfortable to let it just be a hot mess at first. And we're with each other and, you know, we can have fun with it and laugh and all of that, and then refine it a little bit and continue to dial it in a little bit more. I think that having that approach is, I know it really helped me a lot. And I will talk about jiu-jitsu often because it has offered so many beautiful life lessons to me. And this is one of the biggest ones, is that, you know, you spend so much time not getting it right. You spend so much time failing, but it kind of just, I hate to say beats it out of you. I mean, I guess, but that sounds a little bit more aggro than I mean it. So, but it definitely cultivates it out of you to need to get things right the first time. You just have a better understanding that some things take a lot more time. And that's the same thing when we pursue our visions and our purpose, right? Some things just take a lot of time. So understanding how to be gentle with ourselves and just allow ourselves to have that creative approach is something that I think is really important, and it's something that I like to pass along. And again, it's one of those things for me, it took me, you know, really only up until very recently to really embody that in my everyday life. And here I am doing it right now, doing this podcast, just starting and just beginning. I felt that it's something that I've wanted to do for a long time, and I kept finding reasons not to do it. And I'm sure I will continue to find reasons not to do it as I do it, but I'm doing it. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that people will find a message when they need it, and we can find messages and signs in anything. If we're paying attention, we're always in dialogue with something bigger than us and something very loving. And if we pay attention, we will see those signs. So it's not that I'm saying something that is like, you know, from the universe or whatever. It's just that I'm saying something and it might resonate with somebody who needs to hear that thing at that time. And in that vein, I will also be bringing on a lot of other people who I admire, who are in my community and then beyond, who live untraditional lives, who live creative lives, who are multi-passionate people as well. So I'm excited. I'm excited to share this this journey with you. I hope that you find something that resonates. I think that this is going to be a space, again, of inspiration, of encouraging those who are feeling like, I care about a lot of things. I'm interested in a lot of things. My life doesn't look like as simple as I've been told that maybe it should look like. Our lives are so much more than our achievements. Our lives are so much more than what we're like, than what we have. You know, it's really about the moment and being present in that moment. And that sounds so trite, but I think of it like this: being present with yourself, being present with maybe the things that you have prayed for that are here now, and you acknowledge them. Like, I know I desperately wanted to leave my old hometown and wanted to be able to look out and see mountains. I wanted to see mountains every day. And it took so much to get out here. And now I look at mountains every day. And yet I find myself going, the next thing, right? Well, now I want to do this instead. And I have to stop and go, wait a minute, you know, that's great. But also look at these mountains that you were asking to look at, and here they are. And just stopping yourself, you know, it's a practice. That's why it's called practice. You have to practice. To practice being present, practice gratitude, practice being present with yourself. And so where was I going with that? I don't remember, but this is basically a space that I hope helps you connect with the voice within yourself. Oh, the richness of life. That's right. Sometimes I will talk about how, at least for me, it helped me. This is probably not great psychologically, but it's always helped me to just remember that, life is fleeting and life is short and things can change. And it helps me be appreciative. It takes me practice not to be very morose about that, but also I think it's important to acknowledge that there are so many gifts, even if it feels very difficult, to really just be soaking up moments that you want to carry in your heart, and they can be literal moments. So to have that connection with presence is what I mean. And I think, and I will speak more about it, but for me, living with a chronic disease for all of my adult life, being in very unhealthy relationships where I felt like I didn't have a path forward, I felt very trapped in like a Groundhog's Day kind of thing. I'm not going to be super dramatic about it, but that's, you get the idea. Having those things really, really taught me so much about how to be mindful and present of the moment, because we just don't, you know, those are the things that make our lives rich and beautiful. So I'll be talking more about all of these things, but until then, thank you for hanging out with me, and I will see you on the next episode.